thirsty. James, the just. James, the leader of the church, the early church in Jerusalem, he wrote an epistle. And he is a person aiming at practical Christendom. For example, in his epistle in chapter 2, verse 2, he says the following. For if there come unto your assembly a man with a gold ring in goodly apparel, and there come in also a poor man in vile raiment, and you have respect to him that wears the gay clothing, and say unto him, sit you here in a good place. And you say to the poor, stand you there. So do not sit, but stand. Or, okay, sit here under my footstool. That happens. Are you not then partial in yourselves, and have become judges of evil thoughts? Has not God chosen the poor of this world rich in faith and heirs of the kingdom, which he has promised to them that love him? But you have despised the poor. Do not rich men oppress you and draw you before the judgment seats when you were not able to pay your debt? If you fulfill the royal law according to the scripture, you shall love your neighbor as yourself, you do well. We see why James is called the just. He has a look for the weaker ones in society. He doesn't want that there is this aspect of honoring the rich and dishonoring the poor. And when we go on reading his epistle, we find that he talks about the tongue. He said it's a tiny part of a body, a tongue, it's not so big. Ah, but it is strong in its effect. And he compares it to a ship. At the end of the ship, there's a small part which can direct the course of the ship, the same with an aeroplane. It's only a small part at the end. But what an effect! The ship turns, the aeroplane flies in another direction when using this little part. Now, our tongue, how do we use it? What do we say? Which words come out of our mouth? With our tongue we praise the Lord, and we say bad words as well. That shouldn't be. Take care about your tongue. You will start a war with your tongue, or make peace with your tongue. How do you use it? It's such a strong weapon for the Lord or for the devil. You are the one who uses it in the right way or in the wrong way. Be careful what comes out of your mouth.